And we head on over to the KRDO Newsline, where we're joined by our weekly guest, Darlene Wilford, with the Pikes Peak Workforce Center. And Darlene, boy oh boy, do you have the hiring events today.
We do. There's a couple of reminders. So we do have Waffle House is having that in-person hiring event today from 9 to noon. They are looking for cooks and servers with a starting wage of $13.65 to $20 an hour, and also unit managers with an annual wage of $65,000 to $75,000 per hour or per year. And then another reminder is they're having a hiring event for American Automation Services. This is, again, an in-person hiring event tomorrow, Thursday, March 23rd, from 9 a.m. to noon. They are currently hiring armed and unarmed security officers. Unarmed starts at wage of $17.70 to $20 per hour, and then armed associates would be $20 to $22 per hour. So some good opportunities there. Next, we have Invita, an in-person hiring event on Wednesday, March 29th from 9 a.m. to noon. Invita provides home care and transportation to support independent living. They are looking for personal care workers. They do offer flexible schedules, and wage starts at $15 per hour. So those are the events that we have.
Absolutely. And then you've got some featured jobs as well that you wanted to share. Let's knock those two out.
Okay, thank you. So we have a public health workforce development director. This is with El Paso County. Annual salary is $105,000 to $112,000. Connecting Colorado, job number 228-2328. The responsibilities for this role is you will manage the development and implementation of workforce development projects, activities, and events, works with the leadership team to identify gaps and needs within their respective programs to ensure the staff obtains the necessary skills, experience, or the education for professional development. They'll research and develop short-term and long-term goals. In conjunction with the HR department, they'll develop a strategic plan and process for a public health internship program. So they'll develop and maintain relationships with local universities and Pikes Peak Workforce Center to ensure a committed partnership for future interns. So there's some great collaboration there. The required education experience is a bachelor's degree in public health, organizational development, or a closely related field, a minimum of 3 years demonstrated organizational leadership experience, including workforce development and implementation of strategies supporting workforce culture. Helpful is knowledge of federal and state laws, rules and regulations pertaining to workforce development programs, and then knowing acumen and success working within government. Next, we have a specialist grant writer. This is with Goodwill of Colorado. The annual salary is $50,000 to $60,000. Connecting Colorado, job number 2279138. The grant writer is responsible for the tactical execution of the majority of the grant proposal initiatives for Goodwill of Colorado. This position will have the responsibility to maintain and develop funding sources for existing and projected programs through grant and proposal initiatives directed to private foundations, corporations, government agencies, and community organizations as well.
A lot of good stuff out there. And again, if anyone wants more information about these specific jobs or really the number out there, the best website is ppwfc.org. Darlene, we appreciate the time.
Thank you. Have a great day.